Hey everyone, welcome to the Core Combos with Beck podcast, a sacred space where we have an opportunity to connect and understand each other on a deeper level, a space where you can hear yourself in others and realize just how similar we all are. I'm your host Beck, an eternal optimist and a woman who is always in search of knowing, feeling, and understanding more. Here in this space, nothing is off limits. This podcast is designed to give myself and others the opportunity to share our stories, impart our wisdoms, laugh, cry, talk about our challenges, and connect. And ultimately, to get to the core of who we are. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am here with the beautiful Beck today, and Beck does orthobionomy, womb healing, and rebirthing breath work. And today we're kind of leaning into the space of orthobionomy, but you might get a little flavor of everything else along the way. The reason I want to have Beck on the podcast is because we actually work together at the Brightwater Hub, and we've been having little conversations back and forth so often, and I'm always so curious around what orthobionomy is. I've seen it in action a little bit, but I kind of wanted to delve deep into it today so that I can share with this, with everyone on the podcast, all of your amazingness. So welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Cool. Thanks. So do you mind kind of sharing with us first a little bit like about yourself and how you ended up getting into orthobionomy? Because it's not something I personally had ever heard of until I met you, actually. So
absolutely. So I was training and had trained and had my business as a remedial massage therapist in a physio called Movement for Life Physiotherapy. And my spiritual healer, who I would go to, who was a naturopath, a trained naturopath and spiritual healer, put me in touch with orthobionomy. She said the sustainability of my doing the really physical deep tissue massage therapy was probably not sustainable for my own body. So I chose to, she guided me pretty much, and when I found orthobionomy, it was like, oh, it was a total other end of the spectrum to massage. Massage as a therapist, we go in and fix and move the tissues and create the change with our hands. Whereas the orthobionomy down the other end of the spectrum allows the body's innate intelligence to reorganize patterns to a better way, or even patterns to leave that aren't serving the body. So yeah, so it was a amazing experience to find orthobionomy, to see how little I had to do for the big changes that were occurring right in front of me. I could feel the tissues change.
So it's more of like we're taking accountability of our body's own healing as opposed to asking someone to release muscles and pain from us. The orthobionomy kind of works on a larger scale with less intrusiveness to the body and more like of a internal healing on your own with your assistance and guidance.
We facilitate the information putting into the body, and then the body does the magic. Yeah, so we're just facilitators, really.
And if you have a think of like an orthobionomy session, what would that look like if you were to kind of go through like an average type one with people? Like if they were coming come in, like what am I going to be getting if I came in for a session with you?
Well, first of all, it's finding about where there's discomfort within the body, where old injuries may have occurred that is causing. You really need to find out the history of what the client expects, what they've come for. And then it really is about meeting the body and meeting where the patterns are within the body. For first timers, I always do a very gentle psoas release which really is a big muscle that gets the client present on the table and really feeling their body.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would put my hands on to connect in and do a three breaths, mm-hmm. I usually do, to get us into the moment, both me and the client.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really is about me listening and feeling and seeing with my eyes, not very much. It's more of a sense felt that I go on, to follow the patterns within the body, to start, I always start from the feet and work up towards mm-hmm. the head, because that's where we're balanced on the first session. And as we get into 3, 4, 5 sessions, it becomes more tailored mm-hmm. and it becomes more focused, and the patterns get deeper and crisper and more focused. So it's like, oh, there's that point. There mm-hmm. we go. That's where all the global stuff mm-hmm. has worked out. So it really does get into focus, and because when the body's got that focus, and it becomes a little point, then there's more chance of that pattern
like
reorganizing yeah. and leaving. Yeah.
Okay.
Leaving for good. Yeah.
And I noticed too, like when I had like a little mini session with you,
mm.
it might be working, like you might come in for like the jaw pain, but you actually are moving other parts of my body or other client's body. Mm. How does that kind of work? Like if you come in and like, if I'm coming in for my jaw hurting, I'm assuming you're going to touch my jaw to, you know, help release that, but mm-hmm. it's not necessarily the case for this ism.
Yeah. Look, I think with orthobiomy, we're trained to look at the system as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we do off the body energetic work too, if that's what's called. The proprioception receptors between the jaw and the hip joint, for example, they talk to each other
mm-hmm.
neurologically.
Mm.
You wouldn't have thought that.
No, it's like, why are you touching my hip? My jaw hurts. Do you know what I mean? That's something, like, if anyone came in, they'd be like, what's going on here? Like, why are you doing this? Yeah. I was like, what? Did you hear me correctly? Or no, that's it. Yeah. It's something that's not common. Like normally we go to what we think the pain area is, like in massage, for example, mm-hmm. if I have a sore shoulder, you're rubbing into my shoulder for mm-hmm. a long time to release it. Mm-hmm. Whereas that's not necessarily how you do things. Like that's not what this looks like.
Also too, we've got to remember that the body is really full of slings,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're all balanced intrinsically within those slings,
mm-hmm.
within the slings of the muscle and the ligaments and the tendons connected into the spine.
Yeah.
So if we're pulling on one side, if we release the other side off, then that other side has got more chance of just settling mm-hmm. in by releasing the other side. It's yeah. kind of like that rubber band effect, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I like about orthobiomy. It's not always what it seems.
Mm.
And that's the magic.
Yeah, it's really, it's so incredible to like watch and experience as well. It's quite a unique healing modality that I'd never heard of. So I was like, this is definitely something to, you know, share with people. Do you find there's certain themes that come through with your clients that come through? Is it a certain type of thing that people are coming to you for? Or can you literally come in and be like, I'm just experiencing pain in general, and then like, how does that kind of work with all of that?
I think, you know, people come to me, majority of people come to me when they've tried everything else.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I don't know what you do. I'm stressed. I've got this pain. I've had it for this long. I've seen a physio. I've seen it. And I just want to have a disclaimer in there. They are all inclusive mm-hmm. and worthy and just as important as orthobiomy.
Yeah.
But it seems to be the track that people kind of come to me as a last resort.
Mm-hmm.
There's that, and also people that feel stuck.
Mm, okay.
People that feel stuck, like whether they're stressed or whether they're stuck in life,
mm-hmm.
whether they've got a job they don't like. Because when you start to change when the body starts to change, mm-hmm. that ripples out into life, right? So relationships get better. You get be more patient around things that you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
I have had people leave jobs, sorry about that, and get new ones. So it really is a reorganization of your body in time and space that will reverberate into your life.
Yeah. That's a massive flow-on effect, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And would you say you necessarily have to be of spiritual mind to like accept these knowings and things like that too? Because it does have an element of spirituality. Like if I'm someone who hasn't had that belief system, could I still come and have the same...
Look, I think orthobionomy finds people when they're ready.
Mm.
They don't find... Ortho does not find people.
Mm-hmm.
Orthobionomy finds them.
Yeah.
So, and it's always a trickling effect with ortho. Someone goes, oh, I saw your post 6 months ago and it's come up like 3 times in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of energetic... vibration that orthobionomy has. There's definitely structure and science, and he was a osteopath, so that's very structural and very science.
Yeah,
but there was a whole other level to Arthur John Paul's. He was a body tinkerer and he was curious. Just curious on it. What if I do this? What would happen?
Yeah, rando.
Yeah. And so his curiosity created orthobionomy.
Okay.
And so there's a whole gamut in there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of emanate that in my room and this is who I am, and maybe they're the people that I attract.
Yeah,
but I certainly don't discount anybody, and I have had people here that aren't spiritual, so therefore I talk structure
to them. Yeah,
I talk muscle and tendon and this angle and rotations and elevations, and I don't talk life philosophy.
Yeah, righto. You so know, it can kind of go
again, I'm meeting people where they're at.
100%. Yeah.
And that's power in itself. To meet someone where they're at allows them to raise.
Yeah, and hold that space for them to have those realizations, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And you also find, I guess, too, like those people that come in and they're like the scientific type people, they don't have the spiritual belief systems. If you then start to be and remain authentic to yourself,
mm-hmm.
you might talk a little bit about, you know, different spiritual elements, and then they kind of be like, oh. And it's also like working the mindset of people too, because they're one, taking accountability for their own bodies,
mm-hmm.
but two, starting to perceive their bodies and as a whole in a whole different way. Like we're not just muscles and bones and things like that. That's mm-hmm. our like meat skin, I guess, that we're wearing around.
Yeah.
There's the whole other element of whether you believe in a spirit or not, in a soul and anything like that,
mm-hmm.
there's something else that makes us up, and that's undeniable in, you know, even that's the most right. logical of people are still, why does my mind do what it does? Why does my body keep having these same traumas occurring in it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the space is malleable, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I leave an open, safe space to allow whatever to come into the space is needed as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me and the spiritual healings that I've had and the spiritual teachings that I've learned along my journey, if I can openly share my knowledge and just my opinion or philosophy, and if that makes someone feel better, my job here is done, you know.
Yeah.
It's like... And generally, people that get body work are pretty open.
I was going to say, like, if you said they've tried everything else that's, like, clinical side of things, and, like I said, all value too,
absolutely.
Having those, but if they've tried everything, you're kind of like, well, what's next? What's the next thing? Maybe I do need to look at myself more as a holistic person. Is there something within my mind and body that's kind of holding me back
yeah.
as well? So I guess they're probably on that precipice of
give me some more information about myself, because I don't know. Like, I don't know.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And I know, like, I have a guy who's about 40-odd, and he goes, I don't know what you do, but I walk out feeling excellent, and that's what I'm after.
Yeah.
You know? It can be just as simple as that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you can get into the nitty-gritty of it, or you can just be, oh, good, I feel better.
Just do better. Yeah.
My mind's better, it's clearer, I feel more fluid, I feel more grounded, I just feel better.
Mm-hmm. And then I can walk out and not necessarily think too deep into what actually is changing and transforming within my body.
Absolutely.
Whereas if I get down here, I'm like, tell me everything I want to know, and I'll go afterwards and, okay, what's that mean in my body? Why is it still repeating? Where'd this come from? How do I let it go? Like, yeah.
And I love to pick that apart sometimes too. I think there's a time and a place for that, absolutely, along your journey.
Yeah.
You know,
because you know, like, trauma, it holds deep
absolutely
in our body,
in
so
our neural and, pathways,
yeah,
100%.
And like, trauma comes like in so many forms and so many perceptions. Like, trauma can literally be the smallest of scale to the hugest of scale as well. So I guess that's kind of, if you're experiencing physical pain in the body, is there a trauma that's sitting that's causing that physical, like, is that the kind of thing that you would be
absolutely
kind of looking into a bit more too?
100%. So, you know, if I'm, for example, I've just completed a client today who had many falls on her coccyx.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't sit down for a little while. Now, she had hip, the word is, the hip was not stable.
Okay.
There was pain down the right side. So by reorganizing and giving the information to the coccyx,
mm-hmm,
from that story, how long ago did you fall on your butt, and
mm-hmm,
what was your birth of your kids like,
mm-hmm,
and bringing that information into the field allows it to be acknowledged, allows it to be honored, and then I do the move around the coccyx. I think that part of it is honoring what has been,
mm-hmm,
and bringing all that information into your body without going too deep in it. We don't want to know the nitty gritty of it. We just, oh, that happened.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And then that can be transmuted through the move,
mm-hmm,
to know that it's safe. Trauma will leave anybody's body.
Body, yeah.
If it feels safe.
Yeah, righto.
If it doesn't feel safe, it's going to hold on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't release trauma with trauma.
Yeah.
You know, that's
adding
my
more into
opinion.
It, yeah.
I just think the body, you have to feel safe to let go of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by going into the story and going into the deep hows and whys,
mm-hmm,
is actually re-traumatizing the person.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
In orthobiomimy, in my realm.
Yeah.
So I love the gentle, magical reorganizing in the field. And also, every client that I do, I get healing as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's tragic with me too. I was like, that happens all the time with hypno and access. I'm like, I'm doing a hypno on someone and I'm like, I needed to hear that also. Like, that's something that needed to come up for me. So that's definitely the same for you.
Absolutely.
Wow.
100%. Yeah, 100%. I think I heal on many levels and ortho heals on many levels that we know not of.
Mm.
You know, like phase 7, we do phase 4 to phase 7, and phase 7 talks about this. Now, this is really out there.
Mm.
It talks about the spirals of the universe,
mm-hmm,
and the spirals within the unwinding of the body. I mean, the galaxy is a spiral.
Yeah, right there.
We, in the womb, form in a spiral.
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Everything in life is a spiral,
mm-hmm,
pretty much. You look at a plant, it'll spiral out.
It's plants and like it's leaves. Yeah, righto.
And we are nature.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about orthobionomy.
Mm.
It really has such a broad spectrum because to me, we are nature and we are part of the galaxy,
mm-hmm,
and we have a galaxy within our body.
Mm-hmm.
And And that's what orthobionomy kind of works with.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's just so incredible, isn't it? Like, I'm really glad I'm one, I want to share this with everyone, but two, I'm learning, like, a lot more about it, too. Because when I talk about people at the hub, I'm like, Beck does amazing things, but I don't really know what the orthobionomy is. And I guess where orthobionomy is so beautiful is you're then taking that, and then you're also doing, like, your breath work and your womb healing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so have you found that, like, did the orthobionomy come first,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest flow? Like, how did you get to that? Like, we won't delve in too much to those bits because they're a whole nother podcast, but
sure.
How did you get to the synergy of everything that you offer?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So the three in essential oils is the power. So
mm-hmm.
the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
there's a power to the throne,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Yeah.
Again, there's 8 billion opinions out there. This is just
mine. Yours, yeah. We love it.
And so for me, after COVID and orthobionomy was born,
mm-hmm.
my name was born, but also at the same time, and this quite often happens, the sound healing and the breath work of Santara came into my computer as we were all in lockdown and watching our computers and
mm.
what are we going to learn and what are we going to know. And so Santara rebirthing breath work was born.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down and did, and I just had amazing shifts just from this gentle, connected, conscious breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, there is something in this. This is blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and did 2 workshops with him while he was stuck in Australia from Bali.
Perfect timing.
Thank you, universe. Sorry, Santara.
Yeah.
And family.
Yeah.
So that's how I came to do the breath work. And the womb healing was again, beautiful. Maybe 6 months ago. Longer. I've known and been friends with this girl for 3 years, and Erin Francis, who is Holistic Woman, who does the womb healing,
mm-hmm.
and I was always drawn to her. And this time, a year ago, I do full moon and new moon circles with her subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that really clearing and cleansing and keeps me energetically clear,
which is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do that, and then from there I was getting a lot of hips just in this one patch. I'm like, oh my gosh, probably for a few months I'm like, why isn't the psoas working? Why isn't? Because the universe wanted me to go and do the womb healing.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I'd done the first womb healing, that first session, to be integrated into the 13th rite of the womb, the hips, once I did womb healings on hips, would just, it was a different body,
mm-hmm.
because I was working on the energetic piece,
mm-hmm.
that I wasn't attuned to yet.
Yeah, right.
So the universe will stop you and make you,
like, delve into it yourself before you,
yeah.
like, practice it with people, things. Yeah. Like, yeah, righto.
And I got the womb healing done a few times too. And when it was last, went to Harvey Bay for my training in ortho, when was that, only a couple of months ago. And one of the girls said, oh, my God, I love hips like yours. And honestly, my hips have been shit all my life.
Mm.
But this womb healing has changed them.
Yeah.
So the three of those work really well together.
Mm-hmm.
They just complement each other, working holistically within the human body, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that's enough. I think I wouldn't want to do any more.
Yeah.
I think that's clear, clean, and crisp. See, the body will respond, same as the universe, to clear, concise, patient, caring information.
Mm, definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Body works the same.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be grounded. You have to be clear.
Mm.
You have to be, right, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And you don't want to get the result. Yeah, you don't want to water down your message necessarily. Like, I can keep doing courses up to wazoo. Like, you know what I mean? By like constant learners around how to improve ourselves. You know what I mean? A lot of these things come because we're interested in improving our own mental and physical health. And then it like, oh, well, I have such an interest. I should share this with everyone else and learn more for it. But it sounds like all those three modalities are so gentle. Is there like common theme too? Like, you don't think aggressive, you know, big trauma releasing type things. It's like a slow build that's going to be like a natural calming release from the body, as opposed to
that's
big.
The word natural.
Yeah.
You just said it naturally. It will naturally find its way out if it doesn't serve it.
Yeah.
You know, naturally.
Yeah.
It just needs the space to know the difference that what's serving the body and what's not.
Yeah.
Naturally. That's it. They're all natural modalities that are from the 70s and the womb healings from ancient times.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful, you know. Anyway, they're all pretty powerful.
Yeah.
And they all have their time and place if you come and see me.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, do you know what? I'm very excited because we're about to do a womb healing on myself soon.
Yeah.
And that's like a whole nother podcast, and I can't wait to let you share my experiences, talk more about womb healing, because I think that is a space that I wouldn't say the word is ashamed, but some people have this like weird view around, but even say I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing, like, is this very confronting? But I'm glad we've had this slight conversation beforehand about it, and obviously you unpack it more with me too. But I think it's nice that like the womb is such a powerhouse. Like, we are birthing from this place. Like, there's life creation. You can't get much more incredible than that, right? Yeah, goosebump moments. But then we don't do anything with that. Like, women have babies. That's huge trauma on the body. And then we just expect it to keep moving on with life, or terrible period pains, or, you know, not nice sexual experiences and things like that. That's all trauma, isn't it, within
the
body? So I'm very interested to see how the womb healing goes and then kind of navigate that space with you, because I'll have even more questions, I'm sure. So, but thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I think we've really opened up the world of orthobiography for more people to get to explore it. I'll leave all of your information in the show notes. People can connect with you at the Brightwater Hub. Please do, because Beck's incredible. We have such great conversations. And that's what's nice about the podcast too, is I'm just like, I'm so drawn to all these different people. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. How can I share that? And so if clients are like, this isn't working for me, I can say, hey, have you tried this? And listen to the podcast, get to hear Beck's voice and what she's all about. And they connect with you, and then they're a bit more, you know, it's quite a vulnerable space to step into sometimes in our world of work.
Yes.
And it's nice that people can hear and be like, oh, I've sat in my car for, you know, half an hour listening to Beck talk about it all. So thank you so much for sharing it today.
Total pleasure. More than happy, Beck. It's a pleasure to spend time. And I think, you know, as I've got a lot to offer you too, you know, I think we're a good match here at the Hub. And
the Beck's powerhouse, for sure. anyone with the name Beck, I tell you, they're in legends normally. Anyway, thanks, lovely.
Cheers.